With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Sweet little babies all around us.
Dogs are our teachers, our friends, our lovers.
The only
our
good
trusted ones, our intimate leaders.
The only good things in this world.
True, good-natured beings.
I turned to Mango the other night after all the sad news and went, "Thank God for you."
I go, "I love you, my little baby. I love you so much."
Right?
He looked right at me. He knows.
You stare. They stare into your eyes, and you just see purity.
I know.
And just unconditional, like, goodness. No agenda. Well, sometimes an agenda.
Yeah, agenda for food.
Mango is so good about going to the bathroom outside. Like, obviously, he's seven. Simon has trained him. Like, he's... But the other day...
Oh, by the way, for any listeners who don't know who Mango is, because we got some people who were like, what is Mango? Carrie has a dog now named Mango.
Mango is Simon's dog that he raised from basically birth, and then he went to live with Simon's parents when Simon needed to, like, take care of himself when he got sober.
Mm-hmm.
And he just ended up, got attached to Simon's parents and ended up staying there up in Laurel Canyon, so not that far. But recently, in the last 2 months, we've just decided to...
You've taken Mango back.
And he's now fully running my life and Simon's life, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
He's the prince of my world, and I worship at the altar of Mango. But he's really good about waiting to go outside to go to the bathroom. But the other day, we left him the other night to go see Men. And then on Monday, we both were out and left him for a period, and he was not happy. So he went onto Simon's sweatpants and just... pissed a little.
And just a tiny bit.
But Simon was like, he did that knowing these were my pants.
Yeah.
As
wow,
a...
he's a revenge
beater. He is.
Ooh, Tony, don't listen.
And we had to, like, really talk to him. And he came in, and then I started crying because after we disciplined him a little, I started, like, weeping.
Carrie.
What?
This dog will teach you about your own feelings and...
It's hard. I'm realizing I'm, like... more of a softie than I even knew.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon's, like, very fair with him, and he's so good to him, but, like, you know, he taught him, he just, you know, Simon's voice, he just does a little bit of sternness, and he'll go, "No, Mango, you can't do that." And Mango knows, and his mm-hmm. ears goes down, and I literally just burst into tears.
You're an empath.
I'm deranged.
You are deranged.
What's wrong with me?
That's unhinged behavior.
Is it?
Yeah, I would be... Don't go into, like, do I have a personality disorder territory. It's just, like, it's not even... There's nothing wrong with that. It's, again, a teachable moment of, like, what is going on internally that elicits this response. What is it about boundaries and sternness? Mm-hmm. And
well, I'm in therapy, so maybe I'm a little raw right now.
Yeah, and that's fine.
It was very quick. It was just, for some reason, seeing his eyes, I just went, oh no.
I get it though. Like, my trainer that I had come over once for Tony, that I, like, did the things he said for a week and then just gave up, was like, every time you leave the house, you should crate Tony to deal with his, like, barking stuff. But then I just start to feel bad, even though it's like dogs love crate. Like, it's totally normal to crate train your dog. But they do elicit this, like, feeling of, like, oh my God, like, I don't want them to feel bad. It's like, and it's also, they're very manipulative.
So I think I was manipulated the other day.
Mango was like, internally, he was like, it's working.
It's working. But I know some therapist listening is like, he needs...
Well, you can unpack that on your own time. You're in therapy now?
Yeah, I started a new therapist.
Chic.
She's great. From our recommended place from our friend.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, it's great. It's just like, haven't been in it in a year. So I'm, you know, it's just ripping the bandaid off once again with a new person. But she seems really cool.
I love it.
She's very nice. And she's maybe younger than me, but...
I don't like to ask. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to know.
I
suspect my therapist is younger than me as well, but I treat her as though she's older than me. And I hope, and she also perpetuates that lie.
Yeah.
We have like an unspoken agreement
to lie to each other.
We'll never address that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of liars, I need to really just quickly recommend on Hulu Freeform's new docuseries, The Deep End. And it's centering around, I had no idea who this person was. I didn't know anything about her.
There was a really good podcast about Teal Swan, the subject of this show, that was fascinating.
Yeah.
And like got was like a deep dive into her whole world.
So basically it's just about like a YouTube spiritualist who got big kind of only in the 2010s and is like a very modern guru who has successfully used... What?
No, I'm just remembering the thing. I was remembering like the thing that people were like, why is she doing this? Because she basically has told people to kill themselves.
Yeah. She's,
and then they do it.
Yeah. She basically is like, she went through some like horrific trauma, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. It's a TBD.
TBD.
It's, her trauma is very real to her, but it's true TBD.
Yeah.
For just like this dimension of reality.
But she believes that she sees other dimensions. She has ESP. She says her mom was afraid of her and like her parents tried to like basically exorcise her when she was young. I think she grew up with like a wealthy family in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was apparently like held captive and like escaped and then moved in with this guy who I feel is maybe gay, but they had a romantic relationship. And she's been married 5 times, but this man has stayed. He's her like manager basically and the head of everything in her company.
He's her basement husband.
Yeah, he's and almost like who's checking who. Like I feel like he might be in control of her because he sort of inspired her to like do this.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also in control, so it's
they're both making money off of her grift, essentially.
But he like is like a parent to her son. Anyway, she's very famous. She has millions of followers. I think she must have millions of dollars at this point. She goes all around the world and speaks at these like sort of like old school like spiritualist seminars where she has people on stage and just sort of like interrogates them and lets them interrogate themselves. And basically
NXIVM vibes.
Very NXIVM vibes in front of hundreds of people. And then basically they'll be like, I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to live or die. And she's like, well,
you should die.
She's like, consider both options because they're both good options. Like, she literally tells people, like...
She's very into, like, co-signing a suicidal ideation or thought. Like, explore that to its greatest extent if that's what you need, which is radical and...
Perhaps reverse psychology?
Yeah, I mean, I see the merit in...
I don't see any merit in that.
I see it. I see the, like, thought process behind... that.
Okay.
Do I think that that's like the right thing that you should say to a person considering suicide? Like, absolutely not. Would I say that to anyone? Nunca.
No, and she's, and the thing is, she has no medical license. Like, she's obviously, like, you know, she's treading in very murky waters, but these people are devotees to her.
Yeah.
And she holds these 2-week seminars that are very, like, 9 Perfect Strangers at her, like, palatial ranch home in Utah, and she has people basically go into their deepest, darkest traumas and they like reenact it together. And then I believe she has people like become reborn again in a pool that she has, and she holds them like an infant while they scream.
This is literally things that they had us do at my boarding school.
Maybe she went to one of your boarding schools.
Well, it's just similar. I think a lot of people, like, you can going into trauma and like mining trauma work and like putting together like your being like something happened to you in your youth that changed your life and has like affected your life
right.
from there is pretty much like everyone's been through that, right? But these types of people that are unlicensed, like not medical professionals, have no actual like psychiatric or any sort of like true mental health training, I think do this en masse. And there are communities that like do this and it's incredibly unregulated. And I do think that some people can find good in it, but I think it can also be extremely harmful. And in the case of someone like her, used to her advantage. And in the case of, honestly, these boarding schools that are basically incarcerating and performing like brainwashing techniques on minors, I think it can be used as a hardcore manipulation tactic.
Yeah, and she seems really like there's, you see, and the way it's shot is very like almost feels fake. It's like it's a documentary.
Like a mockumentary.
Yeah, it almost feels like they're like acting, but I feel like she's sort of very marketing savvy and she knows that this will somehow get her probably more followers.
Well, she knows she's born of the internet, so like she knows
but
the name of that game.
But there's a moment in the end of this episode where it's only one episode out. The next one's out today, so I'm excited. But and the staircase. But this guy at her retreat is like, I feel uncomfortable because you've said that you don't look up to anyone. And like, and she goes, why would I look up to anyone? There's no one better than me. And he's like,
slay, honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I kind of
like fucking work, bitch. Like that's goals.
Well, there's moments where she's like, I want to be as big as the Pope. And like, I said to Simon watching it, I was like, at least she's being honest about her intentions. And like, I don't agree with her and I think she's a nut, but I'm also like, cult leaders are so, they're always like, I don't want it. I don't want this. I didn't ask for this. She's telling us who she is
mm-hmm.
with clarity. And it's up to people to like, decide if they want to like devote their lives to that. But like, I admire her in the sole aspect of her being like, I want to be a cult leader. And people are still, they're like, hell yeah. But this guy, they have this kind of heated back and forth and she sort of scolds him. She says, she makes this analogy like, I'm the fastest runner in the world, but you're asking me if I look up to someone and I say no because there's no one faster than me. Why would I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like, he can't answer.
It's incredible, like the mental gymnastics. And I think it's also all about making someone's own issues their own problem, which is not wrong necessarily. Like, I think that anything that bothers you, the only reason that something bothers you, like a trait, let's say like a trait that you see in someone else, because this is what we do on this podcast a lot, like with like housewives, for example, reality TV people or whoever it is we're talking about, that like something that they're doing or their actions bothers us. The only reason you can really identify that is because you see it in yourself and it's like a mirror almost. So when you say to someone like Teal Swan, like, it really bothers me that you don't look up to anyone, it's very revealing about your own insecurities or like what is it in you that creates that feeling? Why does this thing that I do destabilize you so much? And like, that's kind of the genius behind her and a lot of these Svengalis. And I think that there, again, is like merit to that. Like, that's something I always try and ask myself. Like, if I'm getting prickly about someone, like someone's actions or someone in my life that's bothering me, like, I'm down to like explore what it is actually pinging within myself somewhere. And usually I would say 99% of the time it has way more to do with you than it has to do with the other person.
Yeah.
But like, again, you can't trust any old person to like help you work through that.
Yeah. And she kind of says that to him,
I mean, that's like the name. I mean, I get the grift and I kind of respect the grift. And I also kind of would love to go to a workshop. But like where you lose me is like now I give you lots of money.
Yeah.
If it's not for a workshop, like I'm like, I don't want to pay you thousands of dollars right. a month so you can like live the high life. I'm like, thank you for your service. But like, I'm going to go live my life now. This was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, she sort of like welcomes this. She welcomes worship.
Yeah.
And I think that's
fine. Like very, I think, more weak-willed or unrealized people. And gather them and have them really believe in what you're doing. And then they also lack like critical thinking skills to be like, okay, like I've taken what I can, but maybe I should go into like a different form of therapy, or like maybe I should just like detach myself from this a little bit, or like be able to kind of make their own thoughts. But if you're dealing with someone that's like very traumatized, you've like gotten them to be extremely vulnerable, like, and you're constantly telling them like it's actually their problem, but you can really help them get to the bottom of all their problems and they trust you. Like, I get it, kind of. I get why someone would get sucked into that.
Yeah.
And I get why she would want to do that. And I see how it could be helpful for some people and then extremely damaging for others.
I mean, I think, and she's also like very alluring. She's like beautiful. She has like Miley Cyrus meme eyes and very like long, very conditioned hair.
Mm-hmm.
She
does have a thick mane.
And there's this moment where the guy, this Blake guy, is like dyeing her hair for her. And I was like, oh, who's this guy? And then it was revealed that he's just her, like, life.
Her gay hairstylist?
No, it's got her life partner.
Oh, love that.
He just dyes her hair.
Honestly,
may we all.
I would start a cult if I could gather, like, if my hair people. You were really cutting costs there, and that's just smart. That's just being a smart businesswoman, is recruiting, like, top tier hair and makeup and, like, injectors.
Glam.
Yeah, your whole glam and like a body team to make sure that you're always looking your best.
Yeah, she's snatched. She's got like very thin, those like arms with like the
like the Pilates arms where your shoulders just stick out and are really chiseled.
And she has those tattoos. But
like
she's
a sleeve?
She has like, no, it's like half a sleeve.
Mm-hmm. You lose. I'm lost.
She has like a weird like symbol thing on her arm. Anyway, she's like, she's full of shit, and I think she's like responsible for the deaths of many, allegedly.
Yeah, but it's also like, where's the line? This comes back to
He's staring at me. It's making me uncomfortable.
Well, that's on you, babe. What about a pug stare, deep stare into your soul makes you so uncomfortable?
He's just going, no, I think I'm waiting for him to like ask me what he wants.
He just wants to vibe. See you, see him, seeing you.
I see you, and I love you.
He's just inquisitive. What about his inquisitive nature puts you... I feel like the thing is, if I really wanted to, I could do a teal swan, a full-blown...
On me?
No, I mean like...
Not me, baby.
Maybe. maybe.
I think if it's someone I know really well, I don't think it could work on me.
Yeah.
It has to be someone I don't know.
Like a total, like a stranger yeah. who comes in, who just sweeps into your life and like.
I would start laughing if you did it to me.
I would, but I feel like in another dimension, I am a cult leader.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have a podcast. I think that's
there
step
are,
one.
Like, follower, listeners of the podcast. I know it's adjacent. It's all adjacent. Like I'm like in other dimensions, I'm like a trial attorney. I'm a cult leader. Like. But in this current dimension that you and I are in, I'm just like a podcaster.
I could never be a cult leader because I would feel so guilty.
Yeah.
I would have like, I would be like, tell people to do stuff and then I'd be like, no, wait, I'm sorry.
I think there has to be some buy-in that you truly do believe that you're doing people a service. I think it all starts under the guise of I'm helping people. But then when the money starts coming in and gets like more... When you start making a lot of money off of it, then there's a moment where
you lose.
You come to a crossroads where there's like a loss of authenticity and a leaning into like, I want the money.
Yeah, I think you lose any sort of like idealism that you had. I think it's like any position of power, like any politician, when they become, even if they're the most like idealistic, like good-hearted, which is so rare, like pure, I'm in this for the betterment, they will become corrupted at some point.
Well, yeah, because the whole, that is like a profession that's very like quid pro quo, where it's like,
totally.
Okay, like if you vote for this thing that you really don't want to vote for, and like that goes against everything that you've ever said, then I'll help you get what you want down the line. And it just, how do you not become like, you're compromising, the whole profession seems like you're constantly compromising your own ideals.
I mean, we're also, I mean, this week is an example of that. Like, yeah. All these fucking politicians who are getting money from like the NRA and stuff are just like, oh, it's a hard thing, you know? And like, I'm sure at their core, they probably don't even care about guns, but they just like are getting money. So they're like, well, I do now, you know?
You want and money and you want votes.
You want votes. So you're just like, all right, I will in a way condone and sanction, you know, mass death.
Yeah.
Because it gets me votes.
But back to like the suicide of it all, like it's an interesting, because it reminds me of the Michelle Carter case, where it's like, how much onus do you put on someone like Teal Swan or someone like Michelle Carter, and how much onus do you and responsibility do you put on the person that's actually doing it? And that's a really,
well, it's hard to do that because when a person is dead, they immediately become like, what was his name, Conrad. He became immediately like a victim when he, but it's like he was an adult and he took his own life. He took the action, and he was in a very vulnerable, compromised position mentally, I think. And I think Michelle did have some responsibility as the person, quote unquote, like on the other side, who was like tethered more than he was in that moment. She did have a responsibility, I think, to at least notify his family that this was happening, or like call the police or call an ambulance or something. That said, yeah, it gets murky because it's like he'd been constantly talking about this. This was his intention. And like it seemed like he was going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
But I do think if you're in a position, and this goes for Teal Swan, where you are quote unquote like more mentally sound than the person on the other end of the receiver, you do have a responsibility to them. So like, yeah, you could say devil's advocate, like look at the other side of the spectrum, like, you know, go into that place of like, consider that option. Like, what does that look like? I don't think that's responsible. And I think I think it's needless and harmful. And I think it's just bad. It's bad. I believe.
Yeah. I feel like I don't think that she thinks that that's harmful, though, which is another layered appeal away, where she believes that that is like a normal, like, chill solution to your big problem of like, do I or don't I?
Well, she calls it a reset.
Yeah. Like, I think in her belief system, it is like whatever.
Because you get reincarnated.
Yeah. And so,
which is crazy. Then,
I don't know, it's just the morals of it are so murky, and like, it's a fascinating debate.
And I mean,
if I were if she was doing that to someone that I knew and they killed themselves, like, I would be pissed.
Yeah, and it feels like all these kind of cult leaders in history, they all are so obsessed with death.
Well, it's like the biggest mystery.
And the most power, I think, is like,
yeah, think that you know, or to have those answers, it's like people are seeking those answers
for sure. It's just interesting that like they all cult leaders in a way are like very macabre and like morbid as fuck, and like are constantly thinking about death. And it's like, if you go, let's peel back the layers on that, you might be yourself suicidal.
Oh, for sure.
And you're just like, I don't want to be alone with this terrifying thought, so I'm going to like bring everyone with me.
That's cool. Like, that's like a cool point.
No,
like,
yeah.
Because, and I've never really thought of that, but you're so right. Like, death is so all consuming and the greatest mystery, and is terrifying because it truly is the unknown. Like, no one actually can say with 100% certainty
what happens
when you die. And so, to be consumed by that and then be able to have people around you who are also consumed by that, but then who you can also exert some control over by like seeing what happens or watching them process that and then deciding to die. It's like some semblance of control and knowledge over death itself.
Totally. And I think it's like, I mean, I don't want to get too dark, but like you see it like these people that go on these sprees, and it's like a lot of them just want to go themselves, but they decide to, I do believe that like they one want to inflict pain before they go, but two, they're afraid and they want to like not I'm not excusing them but they want it's like they want to bring people with them because they don't want to go alone.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting and fucked up, but it's like, and I think it kind of relates with cult leaders, and not every cult leader is going to Jonestown themselves, but I'm just saying there's a fascination with like kind of holding these people hostage and bringing them with you into like the depths because you're afraid to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Cult leaders are people that can't be alone, which is like at the end of, like they're
yeah, that actually would be really hard for me now that I think about it, because I cherish alone time.
No, I, yeah.
So if I just had people around all the time, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me.
No, and you're like, I think by nature, like you're very like, you're, if someone says go right, you're like, I'm gonna go left. You know what I mean? And that's just who you are. I think
you think I'm a contrarian?
No, I think that you're all about like,
I don't like to be told what to do.
No, and that's good. I think you just have like an instinct to like do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think cult leaders are people that can't sit with themselves. And they're like that annoying person that like always needs someone with them.
Or sit too much with themselves.
Yeah, maybe. I just believe cult leaders are like just constantly need attention.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is getting dark, but it's also interesting, and
no,
I think
it's fascinating.
And
it's fine to be dark.
I just think, yeah, this week sucks.
Well, it's
not even just this week, but
no,
I
mean, it's fine to be dark.
Yeah, I just think cult leaders are like those people that are like they can't sit with their own thoughts, and they have to always have people giving them attention, filling up their cup, filling up their love tanks, filling up their like control tanks, and just like constantly needing affirmation and, you know, worship, because if they're alone with themselves, it's scary.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. I don't think that's true of every cult leader, but I'm sure some that like identify with that.
I think cult leaders
feel like it's a lot more about like control and power.
But I also think there's a deep neediness with cult leaders. Like they just need people to shower them with love and adoration at all times, because they didn't get it growing up, or they feel like complete shells.
Yeah.
And so they use,
I need a book that like goes through, I know that there is one that like goes through all of like the personality profile.
I mean, like Jim Jones, I've watched and read stuff about Jonestown. It's such a chilling, fascinating descent, but his whole life was fascinated by death. He probably would have been a serial killer, honestly, if he didn't go this route. But he, like, hurting animals kind of thing, and, like, burying, and, like, he was obsessed with, like, funerals and that kind of stuff. And he just, that was his long game, I think, was to just, like, take himself out. But he wanted, and he had the, like, 10 years before the Guyana, like, the, what happened at Jonestown, which was like so horrifying, he tested his members and had them on like New Year's one year, had them all drink Kool-Aid, and then revealed to them after they drank it that it was poisoned, and then like watched how they handled it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, JK, that was a test.
Yep.
But they were all like making peace, they were all crying, they were all like continuing to like worship him and be like, we love you, Father, like we'll go down with you. But he just wanted to see how, if they would do it.
Yeah.
Or how they would. And it's like, that should have been. And I remember seeing like a survivor of the massacre be like, I should have known then that he was.
Yeah, I'll say.
No, I know. But like, he's like, damn, that was like the most glaring red flag. And like, none of us took it. No,
I'm
it's like, crazy.
You, boo. But like, even in this day and age now, with like an information superhighway at our fingertips.
Yeah.
I truly believe in personal autonomy and like figuring critical thought and figuring things the fuck out. If you have an inkling or like a question or you just want to make sure.
Google it.
Google it. Ask Jeeves, babe. Like, bing it.
It's bing it.
You know what I mean?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Chris. And I just have to say before we begin, RIP to the king, Ray Liotta.
We lost a real one.
We lost a real one. Karina, Goodfellas. An iconic New York, Jersey actor.
An Italian-American legend. Gone.
Gone, gone.
May many more rise up in his place.
The most beautiful eyes ever.
A gorgeous man.
Gorgeous man. Chantex.
What's that?
His Chantex ads about, like, quitting smoking.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that weird Jennifer Lopez show.
Is that the medication that you can take to quit smoking?
Yeah, I think it, like, causes, like, night terrors.
Yeah, I took it.
You did?
Uh-huh. Back when I was, like, 19 or 20 years old, I took it, and it caused, like, the craziest dreams.
Yeah.
It was, like, crazy dreams. I had a dream that I, like, met Kanye West, but it was like extremely visceral.
Wow.
But then I was like, okay, maybe Chantex, like maybe I should chill.
Well, Ray loved it.
But also maybe I should revisit.
Yeah, in honor of Ray.
In honor of Ray.
I think I'm gonna, Simon's never seen Goodfellas, so I think.
What?
I know. So I think I'm gonna.
Okay, yeah, you.
I gotta watch
like,
it.
Tonight.
With, and then our queen Lorraine is in it.
Yeah. Another
Debbie
legend.
Mazar, like just
God,
the best.
All the greats. All
anyway.
The great.
We pour one out for Ray.
Guys, speaking of pouring one out, we have to pour many out for our ladies of Beverly Hills.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcast. Beverly Hills Ray Angels. Liotta.
Thank you. People have messaged me being like, I love the orchestral music of this. What is it?
Yeah. And I'm like, it's a free song, honey.
Royalty-free song.
Yeah.
But I love their love for it because it is one of the longest, most intense orchestral moments that this podcast has to offer.
I don't always listen to our episodes, but when I do, and I'm always surprised at how long some, I'm like, damn, it's still going.
This one is a true, still at it.
It's Dracula's castle up in here.
It is, but it's good and it's making waves in the community.
So we come up on Crystal's house, which I always need. She's with her housekeeper, who's amazing.
Hosting a gathering. She's rolling out the charcuterie platters.
What's her housekeeper's name?
I can't remember.
I love them.
Yeah, she's an iconic help.
Dorit comes and she walks in and she goes, hello my darling, I'm letting myself in.
Kathy Garcelle comes over as well, and
well, first Erica comes in and she goes, hello, yes.
EJ Global has begun her comedy tour. She's honed her act and is now doing the act like on Beverly Hills.
She's also is Eric Cartman.
She is Cartman.
That's who I decided she sounds like.
Well, Cosmo's a bitch. She's a big fat bitch. She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch. If there ever was a bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls. And Sutton's a bitch. And Crystal's a bitch. And Wednesday, Saturday, Cassell's a bitch. And there's someone doing never. Dorita, King Kong, Maya, bitch.
Okay, yeah, she is Cartman. Yeah. So yeah, Garcelle's over as well. And she reveals that Kathy was on
The Real.
And it cuts to a clip of Kathy going, did you RSVP for Friday and Saturday? And Garcelle's like, I was invited to the bridal shower, but I was not invited to the Paris's wedding. And she goes, oh, well, I have to check on those invites because some people aren't getting them. And I was like, oof, Kathy, covering her tracks for the people who were invited and not invited to the wedding.
She was wringing her hands. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where is Kathy?
Again, she's a lady of mystery. I do believe she is filming the Paris show at this point. So can't be bothered to show up for her other job right now. But
I don't fully need her.
No. And we said, I can take or leave her, and when I get her, I enjoy it. But when she's gone, I don't necessarily miss her.
She's been putting up weird, and she did an Instagram story the other day of just a cop, and then put up one yesterday that was, a meme about, avoiding narcissists. And I'm like, who is this?
Who's this at?
Kyle?
Kyle.
Damn.
I love it.
I don't think so, because
you cannot have the sisters Richards together for too long before chaos reigns.
Sutton is in Austin, so she won't be there. And Kyle is opening a shop in La Quinta.
Another store. Okay, wait. I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I stopped watching Beverly Hills for a while. During the Kyle by Eileen 2 era, I was not in the loop. So
that's okay.
Who is Eileen?
I don't know. It was a designer that she went into business with.
Okay.
So she designed her caftans. And but she had that shitty
that's
store.
That's different from Shahida.
Yes, very different.
But Kyle's always looking for a partner.
You can't have Kyle without someone else.
That's the rule of a Kyle Richards store, is that it will be by X2. Isn't this one in La Quinta? Kyle by Kyle and Shahida.
Shahida. I went to Kyle by Eileen 2 with my mom when I first lived in LA, and she was not impressed. And then a year later, it was gone.
Yeah, I went there and they were having a sale and I bought a mini skirt that I recently sold on Poshmark.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That strip of street is cursed because I think Kyle by Eileen 2 remains abandoned.
It's right down the street from the cursed Villa Blanca.
And that's also still...
The lady that I am seeing to get my Botox now, the plastic surgeon, I went to her office and her office was right next door to Villa Blanca, and I didn't realize. And I had a moment where I was like, Lara, what are you doing?
Were you triggered?
I was triggered, and I was like, have I made a grave mistake? But then she just moved offices, so even she knew it wasn't meant to be. So now I feel safer.
Yeah, it's in between something and Bedford.
Yeah, it's on Brighton.
Brighton and Bedford. It's like...
You're just dead in the water if you start a business there. When Kyle says she's opening another store, Rinna goes, oh, another store. Wait, speaking of Rinna, I'm deep into her book, Renovation.
Oh.
I'm reading it.
Yeah.
It's making me see Rinna in a whole new light. Yeah. I love the, like...
The hustle.
I love the hustle, and I love the, like, thesis of the book is, like, you can always... It's never too late to have a renovation. And she is spilling her beauty secrets and her diet secrets.
Which, what is... What? Don't eat?
Yeah. It's basically eat tiny, tiny meals throughout the day and also just don't eat. And, like, just drink juice instead. And mm-hmm. a lot of detox and drinking water. But something that she said that I think rings very true...
Right.
...is she's like, every morning when I wake up, I drink a huge glass of room temperature or warmer water, often with lemon. And, you know, all the ladies say this, and they're like, it's like a beauty secret that you get shared a lot. But I think what people fail to mention, and the reason that why this is such a good idea, and I too drink a shit ton of, I like will try and drink like 20 to 30 ounces of room temperature water immediately first thing when I wake up.
Wow.
To hydrate, but also once you get a little coffee going, you'll take a massive shit.
Oh.
And that's the reason. And that's what these ladies have never said. And because I'm like, that's what needs to be said. And Rinna says, like, it really kickstarts your metabolism. Meh. But I was like, in layman's terms, you will take a massive shit
but these within women
an hour of drinking all that water. But so that's why you need to drink it.
These women don't want to reveal that they poop.
No one wants to talk about but let's fucking talk about it because it is a miracle.
Shitting is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
And
it's an incredible journey that you get to go on multiple times a day if you're lucky enough. And if
I'm like once a day now.
If there are, I've been in moments with like, with certain meal plans that involve, like if I'm eating like a lot of vegetables and staying hydrated to my fullest extent, it's like a 3-time-a-day journey, which is, there's nothing better.
Wow. I mean, yeah, if I'm very regular and I'm exercising frequently, I'm like multiple times.
Yeah, but right now. We need to talk about that because like that's the reason. Shitting is the reason to do pretty much anything in this world.
And shitting is the reason why all these stars are, a lot of them are skinny.
Yeah.
Because they're just
constantly shitting up
a storm.
I have a theory, too, that Rinna had to, she shit her pants maybe in a part of this episode, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. Kyle is over-identifying with Dorit because Kyle was also burglared. And she plays a voicemail Dorit left her that morning where she's just like, It's a dark voicemail, but she's clearly having some kind of panic attack in the voicemail, but she's playing. I'm like, why are you playing this?
She's like, we really need to be there for Dorit because of the voicemail. And then plays it. And Dorit, I guess, was like waking up with severe chest pains. And I was like, ooh, I've been there, sister.
And after they play it, Garcelle goes, wow. Garcelle should be an interrogator.
She's great. Tattletale Kyle decides to tell everyone about Sutton's weird response to Dorit's robbery.
She also looks like a 1980s rancher's wife in that shirt. She looks like she's in Brokeback Mountain. Like,
she's Yellowstone vibes.
In like the later part of Brokeback Mountain when Anne Hathaway has like blonde hair. Mm-hmm. That's what Kyle looks like. And she tells them about Sutton and Erica from the other side of the couch. Goes,
you've got to be kidding me.
Did she really say that?
Did she really say that?
Also, it cuts to Dorit's face at one point when Kyle's talking and she's full Xanax brain.
Uh-huh.
She's like this.
Yeah, she's fucked up. The next morning, Kyle's running around.
Trying to get everything ready to get to La Quinta. And she's bringing 3 Birkins with her.
And 2 golden retrievers.
I'm obsessed.
Named River. I hate that her dog's name is River.
I know. Tony.
And then she runs out the door and she goes, I love you! To no one in particular. And then River and the other dog's name is...
Big dogs with names.
Lucinda. She packs them in the range and they drive off to the desert. Calls Shahida. Oh.
Yeah, Shahida to just check on the store.
She's like, how is it? Shahida's like, it's not ready. And Kyle's like, great.
We cut to Garcelle at her house where she is receiving a delivery of art. And it's a giant pair of geodes shaped in butterfly wings.
Amethyst geode. Like, it looks like Annihilation.
I said dull?
Yeah, it was a little... She goes, No.
I'm all for a huge geode.
Not like that.
But not like that.
It kind of scared me.
It was insanely ugly.
It looked like an alien.
It wasn't right. It was ungodly and weird.
What would Hannah have to say about that, Dole?
Dole? You really want that geo?
Oh, Dole? A friend of mine from who's an Australian who works in TV there confirmed that the K thing is not true. He knows a producer
and
from
no
the show
was
that was
K.
Like, no, that's absolutely not true.
Wow.
So whoever gave you that source.
Damn.
They lied to us, Dole.
Dole?
Or they misheard.
Wow.
Disinformation spreading all the time.
Like wildfire, but we're here to spread the rumors and then debunk the rumors.
Yeah.
EJ Global is getting styled for Palm Springs by
at
Mikey.
And her Hancock hovel, which isn't even a hovel, but the way she talks about it.
No, she's like, I'm poor now. She goes, I have many nice things, so it's not bad to have to wear them twice. You know what I mean? I was like, put that joke in the book.
Really quick, Sutton apparently was talking about when Erica threw out Garcelle's book, and she was like, I think it's really mean to like just throw out someone's work that they like spent a year working on.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, maybe she could have given it to her neighbor. Who was that? Armie Hammer, the one who eats people?
Sutton remains queen supreme of my heart and beyond.
Yeah, so Erica, EJ's just doing her thing.
Diana, Rinna, and Crystal come over to EJ. Can you just take that out of his mouth? Tony.
It's like chewing tobacco.
Come here. Hey. So they all come over to EJ's
abode. Pregame.
Yeah, and they all get roadies going.
I have to say, it looked fun.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I would like to be in this group of women.
Kyle's Look Into House is a dream desert house.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to just speak my truth. I was extremely triggered by that she has Pate Speroni in the house. I really don't like Pate Speroni.
Kyle might be Pate Speroni reincarnated in the form of like
the clown with the pasta.
Yeah.
It really
she is Pate's.
From childhood, I've never liked that.
You had your eye on Pate.
No, and a family friend had that in their home, and it used to freak me out seeing that spaghetti clown.
It's
and it
weird.
I've always been haunted by that image, and that's my truth. And you can get it at like Home Goods.
Yeah, it's like a Bed Bath and Beyond art. Crystal and Diana are driving together, and they pass those like big outlet malls on the way to Palm Springs. And Crystal's like, "Do you ever go to these outlet malls? They're really good." And Diana's like, like doesn't understand what an outlet is, which I was like, this is the kind of rich people reaction I need. And Crystal's like, oh, why would you ever shop? You don't need to shop at an outlet. And Diana goes, I have designers send clothes to my house and I keep what I like and then I send the rest back. There's nothing humble about it. I guess I just have to own that. And I was like, work, bitch.
It's her very, like, what is Munchausen's moment? Mm-hmm. What's his outlet? They're in one car, Erica, Garcelle, and Rune in the other, and Crystal and Diana are eating, like, crackers and, like, homemade bread. It's very, like, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the other car, they get In-N-Out. And I'm like, that's my jam, because every time we go to the desert, we get In-N-Out.
Yeah. Diana also has her team go places ahead of her when she travels so they can get everything cozy and up to her levels. Like, she's the kind of wealth that, like, you have the team go and rearrange furniture to your liking and change the sheets on an already, like, 5-star hotel. And I was like, her need to be cozy, I deeply identify with. But I'm obsessed with her, like, woman helper who is looking around the room and she goes, oh, yeah, she does not like having her back to the wall.
Well, that, no, it's the opposite. She doesn't like having her back to the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs
to be seen the exits at all times.
That makes me,
I was like,
who are you hiding from, Diana? That makes me a little like,
that was like, you've sex trafficked people.
Yeah. No, it's like a true, they do like a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
They check for bugs, I think.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
But, I'm talking about like, not insects. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like listening devices.
That's the whole thing. I was like, damn, she is like
hiding something.
Yeah. But I also love it.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Dorit comes to Kyle's and reveals that she's finally feeling like getting dressed again. She's healing. and everyone's just so glad that Dorit is back into fashion.
Kyle is at her best and at her most Kyle in a caftan.
In a hideous caftan.
Horrible. The worst caftan I've ever seen.
I'm not shocked that she found... I do think that Palm Springs is the perfect location for Kyle by Shahida and Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And like a store of hideous caftans can thrive in Palm Springs and Palm Springs alone.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Sutton and Dorit chat, and she basically is like, look, oh no, that's later.
Yeah.
But Sutton again mentions that she feels guilty about not reacting with sensitivity to Dorit's situation, but she truly was home invaded and her dad put a gun in his mouth and killed himself.
And so she just gets weird around like gun violence and then says weird shit, which I was like, I get that.
Yeah, it was really real.
Yeah.
And she goes, my daddy put a gun in his mouth.
And
so,
pulled the trigger.
And pulled the trigger. I was like, fuck, she's Southern Gothic.
Yeah. So Kyle and Shahida, by Kyle and Shahida, is opening. And all the ladies descend on the store. And Diana goes, I've never been to a store opening. I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, first of all, the first person there is fucking...
boring ass Teddy.
Teddy, who's literally...
Blink and you'll miss her. She's brunette now.
I'm truly Ann Dowd in Hereditary screaming, get out! I expel you! Every time Teddy's on screen, get her away from me. I literally...
Can't. 1 second was 1 second too much.
Every second she's on screen is... like, I'm losing my life.
You're sucking the life out of me.
Yeah. It's funny that she's universally reviled.
I think just for being so boring and a bring nothing to the table ass bitch. Like,
and leading a cult.
And leading like an anorexia cult. And cyberbullying you into eating lettuce wraps only. But like,
Kyle is obsessed with Teddy.
Teddy did do an interesting thing recently where she got a lower face and neck lift and like documented the whole process, which I love as like a plastic surgery lover and follower. I was like, okay, that's like the one cool thing she's ever done with her life, but still does not make her cool enough to deserve even 3 seconds of airtime on Beverly Hills Angels.
But Kyle, because Kyle's like the queen of the show, she is there's no one Kyle's more obsessed with than Teddy Mellencamp. She'll let her girl be featured as much as she can let it.
It's so interesting. I was thinking about like what has become of their relationship because they're probably still extremely close.
They are. Kyle posts about Teddy all day.
Yeah. But like what it would be so weird to be on a show with other people and be really good friends with the person and then be fired from the show and then they're still on it and then you're just like... like, to be at that store opening as Teddy and then see these cameras following everyone else around and being like, that used to be my job, like, would humble me.
I don't think it has.
No.
Kyle, but I think you have to expect that when you're best friends with like the literal OG of this franchise.
Yeah. Kyle gives a speech.
Erica first runs over to Shahida and she goes, "How are you?" She's been speaking in this weird low register. Like last week when Harry was like, "Thank you for," or "I haven't seen you in so long." And Erica went, "Thank you.
Thank you." Yeah, Erica is trying to cozy up to anyone that will give her some swag.
"How are you? Congratulations.
We gotta find someone to buy us a captain." Kyle gives a speech and she's like, "They're just so intense to open a store and it's amazing it came together. There are just so many balls in the air." She was like, "Erica, don't you dare." And Erica goes, "Not enough balls in the air."
No one laughed.
Yeah, everyone's like, stole money from plane crash victims.
She shit the bed. It was dead crickets. And you just see Sutton's face. Sutton goes... But no, not a single woman or gay in that room giggled.
EJ's the Joker. EJ is Joaquin is the Joker in that moment on stage in like the final performance before he goes full Joker vibes.
"Not enough balls in the air.
Not enough balls in the air if you ask me."
That is like, that's the noise you heard.
Yeah. I wish that in the silence, someone had just been like a little tiny fart.
Like that sounds like a water droplet.
Sutton takes Dorit aside and apologizes to her, and Dorit graciously accepts the apology.
She says, "I'm sorry, I got weird.
I just got weird. I don't know what to say, and I'm really sorry." And
that's real.
"Thank you so much." I just am obsessed with
Dorit's acting.
A post-traumatic, pious acting journey. And Dorit's doing a pretty stellar job of it. And hats off, honestly.
Diana is paying for all of Crystal's purchases.
I love. I love like two extremely rich people just like swapping off like and being like, "Let me get this."
Garcelle goes, "Wait a minute." She goes, "Can I get it on that?"
EJ sidles up to Diana to sink her claws, and she goes, "Do you have the Jasper one of these?" And shows like a diamond ring, and she goes, "It's all black, and I need somebody in my life to get it." And then Diana's like, "Oh, yes, let's get it. Order it now. Like, have it delivered to the house." And she goes, "Oh, why don't you get it?" And Erica goes, "Right now, it's grim. It is grim. I am barely holding on here." And everyone's again like, "Yeah, because you defrauded
plane crash victims
and someone whose fucking house exploded in a PG&E burn scandal. You absolute
wretched,
psychotic wench of a human being." But by all means, joke
keep
about
making
it.
These jokes, baby.
Scaring us collectively, and we've never been more uncomfortable, and we would love to get away from you, but there are cameras here and everyone's co-signing your insane behavior right now. But I have never felt worse about my life and my choices, and you make me want to die.
Also, you just see like the true shopping addict in Erica, like needing vicariously, like that's like in another life she would have just bought it.
I relate to like needing to shop.
So the Shahida event goes off fine, and then they all head back to La Casa de
Richards
Umansky, and Kyle walks in and she goes, "I'll have a margarita now, please." They have these two chefs, Marcy and someone else, who own this apparently really chic restaurant, which I want to go to, mm-hmm. called like La Luna.
Kyle and Diana like are side talking about astrology, and Diana's like, "I'm a Virgo." And
no, Kyle... she says, "I'm a Leo." And Kyle goes, "Oh, when's your birthday?" And she goes, "August 23rd. And then she goes, "Oh, no, you're a Virgo." And she goes, "No, I'm a Leo." And Kyle goes, "No, you're I'm pretty sure that's Virgo.
She goes, I've had all the charts done, but I guess you can tell me whatever you want. And I Googled it, and she is a Virgo.
I know, and Kyle goes, definitely Virgo behavior.
Yoruba. What universe is Diana's living in an alternate universe where she is... Did she stay?
I'm so confused. She was convinced that she was... And then Kyle was like, no, my niece is literally has your same birthday, and you're Virgo.
Yeah.
Simon's a Yorugo.
A Yorugo.
I love a Virgo.
Virgos scare me, but I respect them. Diana has 6 embryos on ice as we fucking speak. My fucking queen. I would love nothing more than to store away an army of embryos.
Is she going to carry them?
She says maybe. I mean, if you are fertile at that age and you can get pregnant and carry it without issue, which is incredibly rare, by all means, bitch, like, get knocked up.
Go off, sis.
Go off. I'm like, I need to start a GoFundMe for my fucking embryos.
Put them on ice, honey.
I need my eggs extracted and fucking fertilized. And then I want those, that my army of Lara Juniors stored.
Your clone.
I want females only. A full-blown army.
Mm-hmm. And one gay son.
And one gay son, but he must be gay. Or else.
Tell the doctors. Rinna is like, she's like, I should be the entertainment. I'm always good for a bar mitzvah, a bridal shower, and a baby shower. And I'm like, honestly, she should be like...
Hired.
You know, when Mrs. Maisel, when she like, it's hired to go to parties and like, gab. That's what Rinna should do as a side hustle.
I love it. Bambi, the dog, steals Rinna's steak right off her plate. And I was like, Tonya. That's literally what Tony does, is terrorize everyone who's eating anything and will try and steal.
Well, it's not like Rinna was going to eat it anyway.
Yeah.
Diana controls the dogs. They listen to her. She reprimands them, and I was like, I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I love a place of feeling so, like, empowered in general that you can reprimand other people's dogs you don't know that well.
Well, I love it. I think, and I have a similar energy that I bring to, like, dog interactions, and I love it when people, because, like, having a dog that's not so greatly trained that will literally walk all over people and, like, jump on them and try and steal their food, I appreciate it when someone is just like, no, and, like, pushes, like, takes control of the situation, because that's, like, what I do with him and what I would do with other people's dogs, not in a harmful way, but, like,
no, you have
it's a definite, like, personality type where you feel comfortable just, like, directing a dog.
Garcelle goes... Well, now that everyone's here, including Sutton, maybe you guys can talk to her about what you were talking about her the other night. And I was like,
hell yeah.
Garcelle, you are
doing the fucking work.
She's an auteur.
This is like a great role. This is like, she's found her niche and this is where she thrives. And I'm like, you don't have to have drama with anyone as long as you're just doing this.
She's the Sofia Coppola of...
She's the director.
She's
now a producer on the show.
I love it.
Kyle is thrown. She's sitting on the floor. She goes, oh. Well, I did say, I said exactly pretty much what I said to her, like pretty much. And I was like, ooh, Miss Tattletale.
Kyle also is always in a place. She loves being in a place of laying in a vast living room on her knees, leaning against the table, just going, oh, with her long
with
hair.
A pony.
Oh, what? No. And then Sutton goes, look, girls, I am as genuine as I can be. And then EJ goes, wow. Shut the fuck up.
EJ is literally like this.
She's like this.
She's 4 tequilas deep. She goes, wow.
Wow.
And then Diana goes, you know, I've observed Sutton. And I believe that she is just a woman who is clumsy with her behavior. And then EJ goes,
yep.
She says, and I think she says things that are very hurtful and they hurt people with her. She hurts people with her words at times.
And Sutton's face when Sutton was like.
Yeah. Then they kind of all go in on Sutton, like being weird or whatever, like feeling like. And Crystal speaks up. And I was like, Crystal, you're also MVP for this shit. Because Crystal was like. I just think this is hypocrisy, and like you're sitting here telling her that her feelings are wrong, and I'm triggered because I'm just remembering, and I was like, take it back to the place of clutch, and she goes back to Clutchgate, and she's like, this is what you guys did to me when Sutton and I had our moment last year where I felt really violated and you kept telling me my feelings were wrong. So like, if things don't align with how you guys see it, it's just like, it's a subjective thing. Like you, how, and I was like, honestly, I'm here always to relitigate like a past drama, but I'm also like,
it makes
sense. You're making a really good point.
And she's defending her friend.
Yeah.
And like, she's bringing up that moment, but it's not to like reopen that wound. She's simply saying like, what you're gaslighting her, kind of.
Yeah. And I get like, I understand where she's coming from, because I too was like, okay, violated is intense, like blah, blah, blah. And I think that there was a way to talk about that, or like come from more of a place of understanding and being like, understanding how she felt. And they are hypocrites. And it is like the OGs trying to run the show and like control the narrative. And then the newbies being like, we're not doing this shit.
I do. I appreciate Crystal continuing her tradition of just like popular mean girl, just being like, I don't give a fuck. I will. But also like, she's, I do really feel like she and Sutton have developed like a strong bond.
Yeah.
And she's not afraid to like stick up for her.
And that's cool. And I also like her sensitivity in these moments, because Kyle gets really lit. Like, you, like, Kyle is lit and gets extremely defensive with Crystal, which is how you know that Crystal's hit like a moment of truth.
My mom on the phone earlier said Kyle just freaked out because Crystal's young.
Yeah.
She's jealous.
And Kyle does not want to be told by a young hot woman how to like her life. She doesn't want to be bested in her own house on her own TV show by a younger woman.
On her own caftan night. And she goes, she does that annoying thing where she goes,
well, I don't know, she's just like a millennial saying, I'm like, shut the fuck up, Kyle.
Yeah. And so she's like, that is not the same thing. Like, Dorit having a gun to her head is not the same. It's like, no one's saying it's the same, you absolute psycho. And then EJ perks up from her fucking couch blackout to chime in. She goes,
did you feel good about how you treated me last year in this house? And Crystal Garcelle goes, here we go again.
And then Sutton literally is my queen continuing me. She just turns very casually and she goes, yes, I do feel good about how I treated you. And I was like,
oh. I know. I was like, fucking period.
And Erica goes, well, what do you mean by that?
You felt good about the way you treated me.
Things this, you said to me is you lies. Said. You said nothing but lies.
And Sutton goes, all I did was ask questions. And it cuts back, and that is all she did. Sutton never said,
no,
Erica's a liar.
No.
She never said, I think she's lying. She said, I think she has lied to us about some things, which is true.
And Sutton goes, I don't know why Erica is acting like she's been exonerated from all these things, and everyone's just sort of going along with it. And I'm like, that's so true.
So ongoing and being like figured out, and everyone's like, well, we'll just move on.
Also, lest we forget that Sutton offered Erica a loan to help her out, like, without question. She offered her probably upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, she is a good friend. I'm sorry. But Erica, out of nowhere, making it about herself, fucking, she goes,
then do you feel good
about the way you treated me last year?
And yes, I do, bitch. And then she goes,
well, I'm full of lies.
Sutton goes, do you feel good about the way you treated me and the things you said to me? And EJ goes,
absolutely, bitch. I'll go 1,000% once again.
And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Christ on a cross, woman. Get your shit together. Again, I am wildly uncomfortable with your actions right now. And I've never known a monster like you.
Yeah, 1,000%
once again.
She literally sounds like late stage post stroke Betty Davis. Just,
1,000% I would tell you.
I didn't make your breakfast because you didn't eat your din din.
When she serves her the rat.
Baby
My
Jane.
Fucking Baby Jane heads no.
She is Baby Jane.
She is Baby Jane.
She goes,
EJ Jane.
She goes,
absolutely, bitch.
1,000%. I'm going all in again, bitch. You best believe it, you little bitch.
And this is when Rinna fully shits her pants. She goes, I have to go to the bathroom. She goes, I'll be back. And it kind of
she pooped.
And I was like, she shit herself, didn't she? And she was like, to change clothes, and I was like, girlie, I've been there, and I know exactly what this little shimmy
yeah, we've all been there. She is the queen of diapers.
I know. I was like, this you don't just like shimmy away no. quickly and then mention a change of clothes if you have not sharted. I'm telling you, I speak from a wise experience.
We've all sharted.
Once you get to a certain age, things loosen up, and it's shart territory.
And she's wearing a bucket hat.
She goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And then she goes, oh, and then she runs.
I'm going to change clothes.
And she runs out to the golf course, and Bambi kind of watches her, and she digs a hole in the ground in the golf course and buries her panties.
Takes a quick body shower and puts on a casual pair of sweatpants and comes back like nothing's wrong. And is like, girl, you shit those. You shit
your
caftan.
Then Erica goes, smells like shit in here.
And you smell like shit.
Poop.
Crystal's extremely upset. She goes to a place of like silent cry, which I was like, I'm obsessed with just like a private hell weeping.
And then
she does really good hair cry work.
She goes, I need to go home. And then Diana just stands up. Diana goes, well, I'm her bodyguard. And she gets up, and I love that. She's a friend.
Crystal's like, I can't talk about this anymore. It's going nowhere, and my feelings are clearly irrelevant to them. So, like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And Dorit goes, your feelings are not irrelevant. She goes, they are irrelevant. They're completely irrelevant. And Dorit goes, are you out of your fucking mind? And I was like, Dorit, you are out of your mind.
So fucking. She kind of had her little Whitney Rose on, and she went, oh, are you out of your fucking mind? Oh, so fucking dumb. So fake.
And then Dorit gets up and is like standing over Crystal. I was like, this is also not the move. Like,
no.
You guys are being psychotic to her right now.
Also, we know Crystal does not like her space violated. And
no, you're going to make a clutch.
The queen of clutch will return.
She
and you
will
are
fully go.
Yeah.
And Crystal's like, I have to leave. I'm so triggered. This is just not a safe space for me. And then Kyle goes, and then Dorit goes, well, that's a really poor choice of words. And
oh.
I was like, fucking Christ, lady, get your shit together.
And Erica's like in the background, just going, hey.
Where's she going? Stain on the couch.
Who fucking pooped? Ooh, fucking poop.
Smells like shit in here.
Smells like poop in here. The daughter of the dog shit.
Diana goes, let's go. I am her bodyguard. We must be away now. And then Sutton's like, she goes, where am I going? What am I doing with myself? And then she just trots out. And then Rinna comes back and sits like, and then EJ goes,
well, I think we should just let her feel how she wants to feel and try not to judge her in the moment. We'll be kind and rewind, and we'll just be great and let her say her piece.
And, like, is totally, like, peacemaker vibes. And even Garcelle is like, look at you right now being so chill. And she goes, ah. And then Kyle just, like, gets on her and, like, loves it.
Kyle's like, ah! My mom needs to come on and spout her
theories. Really does.
But she was like, she goes, I noticed that Garcelle, out of all the newbies, is the one that Kyle's letting sleep at the La Quinta house, because Kyle is savvy and knows, like, how wildly popular Garcelle is now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, has, like, a lot going on right now. So she's, like, and Sutton and Crystal are still sort of, like, on the outs with that, but yeah. She's bringing Garcelle in because Kyle knows who to keep close.
Oh yeah, and but Kyle is so strong, but at the same time so easy to break, and that's what I like about her.
I said it many times. She's truly the youngest child,
mm-hmm.
youngest children, and
you
I
can
say
frazzle
this,
them incredibly easy. They're born to be frazzled.
We have really good EQ, and we're maybe more adjusted than the older siblings. But
I would beg to differ.
Maybe, and I don't know. But we break
we break as quickly. The older sibling can, one word or one glance from the oldest and you will,
And they shatter.
You shatter.
And it's true eldest power in that moment.
I beg to differ.
But yeah, so incredible dynamics at play.
I love anytime they go to the desert, it's like the Berkshires.
It's good. It's that dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
Really gets the feathers ruffled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want a Kyle Shahida caftan. I want a full pajama set, actually.
I'm less of a caftan person,
more of a full PJ.
Palm Springs, there's always something going on. Last year, I was there on New Year's, and there was just a giant plume of smoke in the distance. And I was like, let's drive towards it.
Your firefighter instincts kicked in.
But there's always some kind of like thing happening in the desert.
Yeah. A store opening. I've never been to a store opening, so I just don't know what to do.
Should we go to Shahida?
Yeah, I think so.
Should I buy a caftan?
Maybe we both should. What's the price point? Are they like $500?
Also, Kyle wearing 2004 Manolos. Loved
her little teeny with the little teeny straps
and her little
hooves
cliffhangers.
I'm obsessed. I love these women. I'm into Rinna's book, like renovation
queen of
both,
shit,
like telling us stuff but also hawking everything. I didn't know that she created a workout class with Dancing with the Stars co-host.
She's a really good dancer.
Yeah, and like I don't think their workout classes exist anymore, but they had their own workout studios.
Yeah, she was doing that for a while. Rinna's been at it.
She is on a constant hustle, and this book is just like, it's really putting it all together.
She's a survivor, like her mother.
She also spills the beans about her lips journey, and she went and got silicone injections in her lips, which can cause scar tissue to form over. And like, there's no way to really remove that without potentially disfiguring yourself. So like, so that's why her lips are like so big and sometimes like lumpy. But she's been in this like injections game for a long time.
She's the original lips.
She's the original lips. And lips. She's
Dua Lipa.
She tells a story about how she got like the worst chemical peel of her life because she got like melasma around the time of her pregnancy. And she went and got a peel and this woman like burned her whole face off and made this like the dark spots worse. And then this peel lady who was giving it to her told her like, oh my God, there's an amazing new like plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills who's giving these injections, like you should go check it out. And she didn't go. And then it turned out later that it was some Brazilian doctor injecting like bad silicone into women's faces and causing them to be like disfigured.
Fuck.
I know. It's fucking rough out there.
She's like a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all the responses to
our flop.
But you know what?
It's humiliation era continues. It's
a learning experience. And I think it was good. Laura had the good instinct to be like, we should just straight up tell them. Just be real about.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any bones about it. Like, honestly, the shows. I'm glad to be doing Minneapolis and Philly still. And when the time is right and we find a venue that's smaller and has like the stuff that we need in order to do the show, like we would absolutely circle back to a Denver Detroit moment.
But thank you to everyone who did buy tickets and was planning on coming. We love you.
And we love you. And I'm sad to miss it, but it's not meant to be this time around.
But put a pin in that.
Yeah. And this was a moment that threw me into a mini state of mania right before we canceled.
Really?
Yeah. I like fully reached out to an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, right, right.
Who lives in Detroit and left a manic voicemail that was like, hey, like, it's me. Like, truly, we have not spoken in 9 years. And I was like, I should just call him and maybe he knows like a lot of gays and girls who would want to come to the show. And like, I'll invite him too, because it's an amazing opportunity for him to see how
successful.
Does he
have a lot of gay friends?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. We have not spoken. We left things on like bad terms.
I just love the image of you like
pretending out of nowhere. And I go, you have my number. or you don't. It's blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, what in the world? And then an hour later, we got on the phone and the show was canceled. So now maybe there will be some follow-up. I don't know. But it was truly, it sent me into a manic moment. And that's just what happens.
You get pushed to a place where you like are reaching out to like random exes from a decade ago.
And, truly.
And you're just like, hey, it's me.
It's hey, like, cool. I love you. Have my number. And Bully does not.
Or you don't. Like,
or you don't. Here it is.
Even though he's Saul. Anyway.
Anyways. So Q2 humiliation vibes rage on.
But we're so excited.
We're so excited.
To be in my home state. I can't wait.
Minneapolis, June 4th at the Cedar Cultural Center. Tickets Philly. Are on sale now. Philly is June 7th. It might be sold out now. There might be like one ticket left, but check it out.
At the winery. We're ready. We're ready to rock. See you there.
Yeah. Bye.
Ciao.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.